Translate to potential nugget.
In your understanding, Vijay, what do you think are the key skills or attributes of a good or a great commentator, rather?
It depends. There are a variety of reasons why a person is hired to do commentary. Commentary, the term commentary, comes from basically an analyst looking at a match and making comments on the match. That's why he's called a commentator. A presenter is a guy who technically, supposedly looks good, is very articulate, and is able to present the game, whereas the commentator comments on what's going on. So that's why you have a presenter and supposedly an analyst who commentates on the game. The presenter is the one who brings it in, takes it out, talks about commercial breaks, and talks about the fact that these are the stats and so on and so forth. Oh, by the way, Mr. Analyst, what do you think of this particular match, and why did he lose or why did he win and so on? So that's the way a team works together in commentary, in presenting a particular sport. But I like to add more value to it in saying, if there are four people in a home watching a tennis match, there may be only two people who like tennis. Mm-hmm. And maybe the father and daughter like tennis, but the mother and son would rather go out and do something else. Now, my job at that point in time is to make sure I still keep the father and daughter completely engaged in the match. But how do I bring that mother and son into the sport? That's the challenge. And then you work out ways as to how you would do it.
That's fascinating. How do you pitch it right, given that there are two disparate audiences?
Yes.
With very different expectations and maybe
correct.
Different levels of understanding of the game. So how do you find that midpoint which satisfies both segments?
It again comes from the matches. It comes from the fact that you know what all these people go through. And you know what questions were asked of me when I was playing by the audiences post-matches and before matches. Oh, what do you eat before you play? You know, do you pet the dog? Do you sleep on a particular side of the bed? Do you go to the same restaurant you go to all the time? Do you eat the same breakfast every morning because you won that day? There are things that interest people that might have very little to do with the match itself.
Interesting.
It's whether Maria Sharapova took her dog to the same restaurant because she was having dinner with some people, and so the dog came and sat next to her at dinner. And what did the dog have, you know, and so on and so forth. But these things kind of tend to fascinate people who might not be interested in the sport, but you can perhaps try to draw them in and then keep them there because it's engaging.
I guess similar principles apply when you make a presentation or prepare a speech. One needs to have a good pulse of the audience and have a nuanced view of what the different clusters expect from you, and use that as a basis for structuring your communication. Thank you for listening. For more, you could follow the Twitter handle Play to Potential, or look for Play to Potential on SoundCloud.com.